I'm Sherry.
And I'm Fran.
And Fran, here we are, season four. Can you believe it?
I cannot. I told that to someone yesterday and I said, I can't believe we're starting season four.
I know, and we're at 11,000 listens, so that is wonderful. I hope our audience keeps on listening because we have a new year with some great new ideas. For our weekend shenanigans notable events, we found an article that piqued our interest in the Wall Street Journal titled, How to Avoid Being Boring at 60. The article was written by Rob Lazemnik, who is a writer for The Simpsons. Now, Fran and I are a little older than 60, and we thought it might be a daunting task to A, find that many new challenges, and B, to do that many new challenges. So we decided to do 52 new challenges this year, and like Mr. Lazemnik, we developed some rules of engagement. Rule number one, we couldn't do something where we would get hurt and not be able to do the other challenges. Rule two, the challenges were not to break the bank. Rule three, the challenges were not to be too complex and take a long time to achieve. And rule number four, the challenges are not a bucket list. They are more like driving by someplace where you've always wanted to stop but never did. And finally, you decide to stop and you find out what a wonderful place it is and what you have missed all of these years.
You're absolutely right, Cher. Everybody is making resolutions this time of year. And we talked about doing something based on this article. The thing was, he was turning 60 and he began to realize that he was becoming boring when he would start talking to people. So we decided to start our list of not just challenges, but new things to do. And we want our listeners to do the same thing. We want you to start your own list. And we want you to let us know how you're doing on it and what those things are. Because who knows, Sherry and I might take inspiration from one of your ideas and decide to add it to our own list.
So 2024 is our 52 challenge year. And let the challenges begin. Fran, you go first.
I did start mine already. I knew I was going to be traveling and would have the opportunity to see some new things and maybe to do some new things. So yes, I just got back from a trip from Michigan to Arizona. Chris and I drove by car this time. And Sherry, that's another new thing for this year. I'm no longer going to be referring to him as my guy. We've been together 5 years. He's a 50-year-old man. His name is Chris. And that is how I'm going to refer to him. So rather than fly this time, Chris and I drove from Michigan to Arizona, stopped along the way 4 or 5 times and did a few new things along the way. And then when we got to Arizona, did a few more. Number one, we went to the Petrified Forest National Park in Northeast Arizona. I think you know about it, Cher. It covers over 218,000 acres. And is scattered with trunks and logs and pieces of trees that existed 200 million years ago, which driving through that park, first of all, it's like you're on another planet between the rock formations and realizing what you're looking at. And I stood and wrapped my arms around a petrified tree trunk that existed 200 million years ago. I had a hard time standing there, wrapping my mind around it. And I couldn't put it in perspective. So that was my number one. How about you?
Well, my first challenge was I attended a Hanukkah service. For some background to Hanukkah, it means dedication. The Jewish rededicate themselves to the values of their heritage, which their ancestors have fought and risked their lives. There are 8 nights of services to celebrate the victory of the brave Maccabees against the Greeks and the miracle of the cruse of oil that burned for 8 days instead of one. I went to the 8th night or the last night service, which celebrates peace. And I had a wonderful time. I had explained that even though I'm not Jewish, I would love to attend this to the rabbi, and he was very welcoming to me. So that was my first challenge.
Did you feel welcome? Did people look at you funny? You were on a ship, so it would have been people from that didn't know each other and from all around the world.
That's right.
Well, my second item, not so much of a challenge, but a new thing, which I had so much fun with. As Chris and I drove into St. Louis, that was our first stop on our trip. We started seeing these billboards for a business called Mochas and Meows. And Sherry, it's a cat cafe. And, you know, I have read articles and seen postings from businesses that are cat cafes where basically you can go in, you can get a beverage, a hot chocolate, a hot latte, a hot coffee. And then basically you just sit and relax and take it easy with any or all of the cats that they might have there. This particular one is a rescue and adoption facility. So we got a couple of hot coffees and they let us into the area that we were allowed to be in, which I have to tell you was huge. It was huge. It was totally set up for entertainment for the cats, including a TV on the wall that constantly played YouTube videos that cats enjoy. And I'm going to do that for my own cats. I wanted to stop because I, you know, when I travel, I leave my two kitties at home and I do miss them, but you were able to sit and play and pet with all the residents. And I have to say it was amazing. And all the cats were happy, healthy, friendly, playful. And it got me through missing my two kids.
That was great, Fran, because you are a cat lover and you do have two kitties.
And how about the name? Mochas and Meows.
Very clever. My second challenge was I was in Puerto Rico recently and I visited a very nice resort. Now, this resort had a great DJ and his stage name was DJ Predator. I asked DJ Predator if I could scratch a record with him, and he said, of course. So I scratched a record to Kung Fu Fighting. It was not only fun, it was funny, and I truly enjoyed it. So hats off to DJ Predator.
How fun. Look at how much we've already learned. We've only done like two things. My third thing was one of the days that we were in Arizona close to was a brand new wine bar, which was called Raven's View, set pretty high up and just the views are absolutely gorgeous and the wine was amazing. As we drove into that establishment, I noticed this structure right outside, this very tall structure. And what I learned is that it's the world's largest Kachina doll. It's the largest in the world. It stands almost 40 feet in the air. It's in Carefree, Arizona. And if you don't know what a Kachina doll is, it's a tradition for the Hopi and Navajo tribes. They are dolls that represent the spirits that are worshipped by those tribes. They are not toys, but they're given as gifts to children. They have religious significance, and they're given to the children as teaching tools. And I had a picture of myself taken next to it because it's 40 foot in the air, which is a lot taller than I am. And just standing next to it and knowing the significance of it, it was very awe-inspiring.
That is great, Fran. I didn't know that they had that Kachina doll anywhere.
Yeah, it's the world's largest.
My third challenge. Now, Fran, I don't know if you know this about me or not, but I am not crafty. I don't knit, crochet. I don't do crafty things. And so I saw an origami class and a 3D snowflake making class, and I decided to take them. Each class was an hour long, and in origami, I made a box and two butterflies. And in the 3D snowflake class, I made one 3D snowflake. So I told my daughter that I had made a 3D snowflake, and she said, that's great. Edwin, who happens to be my grandson and a fourth grader, made a 3D snowflake in class yesterday. So you can see where my skill level is.
Well, we are on number four for our new things to do, our challenges. And my fourth thing, it has a musical connection to it. If anybody remembers the famous song by the Eagles, Take It Easy, standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, such a fine sight to see. It's a girl, my Lord, in a flatbed Ford slowing down to take a look at me. Well, I told Chris I wanted to go to Winslow, Arizona and stand on that corner and have him take a picture of me. And by golly, we did it. There are statues of both Glenn Frey and Joe Walsh on that corner. And they actually, within the last year, brought in a red flatbed Ford. So it was so much fun to actually stand on that iconic spot that pretty much everybody knows about.
I love it, Fran. And my fourth challenge, which was my favorite challenge to date, also has to do with music. I took a two-hour steel pan or steel drum class and played in a steel drum concert with 19 other people. Now, the backstory on the steel pan. The steel pan was created in Trinidad and Tobago in the 1930s. It was established in context of carnival resistance, its history being traced back to the enslaved Africans who were brought to the Caribbean in the 1700s. Following emancipation in 1834, former slaves were finally allowed to participate in the Trinidadian carnival activities. However, African-descended percussion performances were heavily targeted by restrictive government bills, sparking protests and demonstrations. These protests facilitated the development of improv and non-traditional percussion instruments out of scrap metal, metal containers, dustbins, and bamboo stamping tubes. In the 1930s, it was realized that the convex dent at the bottom of the metal drums could be tuned to distinct musical pitches and therefore produce recognizable melodies, marking the creation of the first steel pans. And my source was YouTube. We played four songs, Island Girl, Marianne, Silent Night, and Jingle Bells. Of course, our instructor had the lead, but it was so much fun to participate. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Resolutions. Fran, did you know that before New Year's resolutions became personal goals for the upcoming year, they were inspired by Bible verses? The first known resolutions were found in a 1671 diary kept by Lady Anne Halkett, a member of the Scottish High Society. They were taken from Bible verses such as, "I will not offend anymore," listed out on a page entitled Resolutions. She wrote them on January 2nd, linking the practice with the new year. And my credit is Merriam Webster.
Well, we had also come across a couple of sections in an online article that Sherry and I read every morning. It's called the 1440, which is basically the current events, current news, and also the New York Times. But they both had sections thinking about resolutions and setting them up so that we don't fail at them. Number one being that they shouldn't be too punishing or too grand. And I thought it was interesting when they said too many times resolutions are made because we feel we're not good or good enough the way we are. And we start thinking about self-criticism disguised as self-improvement. But all we can really do is try our best to improve ourselves. And I thought the best quote from the article, and I think everybody should make it a mantra, put it on your laptop, on your phone. The quote was, "You don't need a holiday to change your life." If there's something that you want to change, just do it. It doesn't take a new year. It doesn't take a resolution to do it. You don't need a holiday to change your life.
I love that, Fran. As always, we want to thank our listeners for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you would like to write a comment, our email address is modern.whittle.podcast@gmail.com. Again, modern.whittle.podcast@gmail.com. And follow us on Instagram @modernwhittlepodcast. You can listen to our podcast on the following apps: Spotify, Breakers, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast. Plus, continue to join us because we are here for season number 4. I'm Sherry.
And I'm Fran. And we really do want to hear from you as far as what new things you want to achieve, what new challenges you want to conquer this year. So please feel free to email us. Let us know how you're doing. This week's quote is by Mehmet Murat Yıldan, And it goes so well with this week's episode. We expect good things from the new year. We expect hope. But the new year also has something to tell us. We create both the good things and the hope ourselves. So don't expect anything. Do it yourself, create it yourself, and most of all, don't wait. See you next time.
Bye-bye.